This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Activists are calling on Hong Kong residents to continue protest action despite leader Carrie Lam's decision to indefinitely shelve proposed extradition legislation that would send all defendants to mainland China for trial. At a hastily scheduled news conference announced Saturday, Lam told a packed room of reporters the government had halted its work on the bill so it could gather more feedback.
After repeated internal deliberations over the last 2 days, I now announce that the government has decided to suspend the legislative amendment exercise, restart our communication with all sectors of society, do more explanation work, and listen to different views of society.
Civil Human Rights Front activist Bonnie Ling said Lam and the Hong Kong legislature cannot be trusted to maintain human rights.
Hong Kong people will not accept that. And Hong Kong people do understand that we have to take to the streets. We have to continue our protest in order to get our cause be accepted by the government.
And another large protest is scheduled for Sunday. Major differences have surfaced between the United States and Guatemala over a proposed agreement to block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the United States, dashing the Trump administration's hopes for a quick resolution of talks. A three-member State Department delegation traveled to Guatemala in search of approval of a seven-page draft White House agreement that would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. Under the terms of the proposed deal, migrants fleeing persecution in El Salvador and Honduras would be forced to request asylum in Guatemala, a gateway to Mexico and the United States. In all but rare exceptions, those migrants who choose to continue north to the United States without first exploring their chances